Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, NFL trade deadline. It is 1 o'clock as we inch closer to 4 o'clock when that deadline will close. Hopefully all electronic communication between the NFL teams will be complete, and we'll wait and see if the Browns do anything to bolster or to look long-term. Is that a nice way to put it, Jeff?
I'll go with that, Andy.
To look long-term towards what this roster will look like here in Cleveland for your Cleveland Browns. But there are all sorts of things going. Sauce Gardner getting traded. So let's get to the mix of the whole day. Here is Meredith Kane with a little NFL rapid fire.
All right, gentlemen. So we have more trade updates on the Sauce Gardner front. The full trade, according to Adam Schefter, is Sauce Gardner going to the Indianapolis Colts. In exchange, the Jets are receiving a 2026, a 2027 first-round picks, and wide receiver A.D. Mitchell.
Ah.
So it's two picks and a player.
Ah. Mitchell, an interesting wide receiver out of Texas who has fallen out of favor there. So think about this. The Jets have Garrett Wilson. They just picked up another reinforcement. And they picked up John Mechie the other day from the Philadelphia Eagles. So they're replenishing the wide receiver department. Andy, could that mean Garrett Wilson is available?
I was just going to say the same thing. Well, I think that we've talked about Garrett Wilson for the last couple days, that he would be a terrific addition back here in Ohio if we could get the former Buckeye to come back. So that you want to talk about goodwill towards the fans and trying to improve the team? Make a deal. Go get Garrett Wilson. I'm down with it. I don't think there's any Browns fan that wouldn't be down with it, trying to get Garrett Wilson
Andy, he's a big-time
to come
player.
Here. Yes. Get him. Let their fire sale continue to happen. What do you got to give up for him, though? That's the question.
You know, I don't like stacking in order wide receivers.
Oh, are you going to stack?
He'd be the best guy we have.
So I want to hear you say it. If Garrett Wilson came to the Browns, he would be the number one receiver. Say it.
That is correct.
Oh, wow. What a great day. I'm starting to get optimistic.
At least I didn't have to say it.
You were close.
You just had to agree.
You just agreed.
I just agreed.
Correct. So I want to go through all of the trades that have happened, because even though prior to the Sauce Gardner news, it felt like a very slow day, there's actually been a lot of trades in the NFL. It's just they've been kind of coming slow but steady. There are a lot of trades that happened in October. So far in 2025, for the 2025 season, these are the trades that we have. Joe Flacco to Cincinnati, Alohi Gilman to Baltimore, Adofe Owe to the Chargers, Tyson Campbell to the Browns, Greg Newsom to Jacksonville, Roger McCreary to the Rams, Kyle Duggar to the Steelers, Keon White to the 49ers, John Michie to the Jets, Michael Carter to the Eagles, Jair Alexander to the Eagles, Logan Wilson to the Cowboys, Draymond Jones to Baltimore, Jalen Phillips to the Eagles, Jacoby Myers to Jacksonville, and Rashid Shaheed to the Seahawks. So that is a lot of trades.
And keep in mind, the Browns have already been active, as Meredith just pointed out.
Yes.
So it's not as if
they traded
haven't.
Joe Flacco. They got Tyson Campbell in exchange for Greg Newsom. So they have
it's
been active.
Still it's just not the same.
And got Cam Robinson.
I don't know. It's never
it's,
as
not ju- the, it's not it's, the same because it's not happening at 3:59 p.m. today.
That's right. Correct. It's not juicy that's unless right. it happens today. That's right.
So there have been quite a few trades around the league. That is just your very, very quick rundown of all of the trades that have happened today. Then we've also had some non-trade moves today as well. The Steelers have officially announced the signing wide receiver Marquez Valdes-Scantling to the practice squad. And then the Falcons reportedly signing former Browns kicker Zane Gonzalez and waiving Parker Romo. Hey. So those are some non-trade moves that have happened today.
Fabulous.
All right, so moving on. Last night, we talked a little bit about this in our fun election section earlier today. That was at 11:40. You can always use the Odyssey Rewind to go back and listen, but we were talking about former Browns quarterbacks and voting for our favorite. So you mentioned Jacoby Brissett. So he had 261 yards, two touchdowns, 21 of 31 passing. It's his third straight outing with more than 260 yards passing. He is doing very, very well. However, Jonathan Gannon said that Kyle Murray still going to be the starter, Jacoby Brissett still going to be the backup. He said the only reason that Kyler Murray did not play last night is because he just wasn't healthy. And then the interesting comment after that was when he was asked about Brissett's recent performances. Again, more than three straight outings with more than 260 passing yards. He said, quote, just how I feel.
Okay. It's not as if he has a blue chipper sitting there waiting to replace Kyler Murray. Nothing against Jacoby Brissett. He did a very nice job last night.
Right.
But it's, you know, he's not going to be enshrined in Canton anytime soon. Neither is Kyler Murray. That said, Kyler Murray was their franchise guy. Number one overall pick.
That was my thought, too, is that, you know, he's the guy that you invested in. Same thing when you look at the Browns.
You're not walking away from that.
Yeah, with the Browns with, you know, Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders, you know, they're going all in on Dylan Gabriel at first because that was their higher draft pick. That's the guy they have more invested in.
Well,
so it does make sense that.
Although there's a big difference between a third round pick and a number one overall pick.
For sure. Absolutely. When you're looking at your young quarterbacks and who you're investing in, it makes sense that you're not necessarily going to bench Kyler Murray in favor of Jacoby Brissett.
I mean, would you be willing to trade Kyler Murray today? That would be about the only way that you would kind of look at that.
I can't imagine that they would.
I can't imagine that either. But
by the way, remember Marvin Harrison Sr.'s comments?
Yes.
Marvin Harrison
That's
Sr.
why I thought of that.
A real nice first half yesterday. 80 yards in the first half, I think 16 in the second.
But Brissett's numbers have been pretty decent in the last couple of games. Hard not to look
Jacoby
at that.
He could play quarterback in the NFL. There's a difference between playing quarterback in the NFL and getting your team into the playoffs and potentially being a Super Bowl championship.
The thought of having a quarterback that can help you get what they scored 27 last night. They lost to Green Bay 27-23, so they let 23 in that game, 27 the game before that when he played. And you're right. I mean, his low is 261. That was last night as far as yardage is concerned. He's only got one pick in there, too. So out of six touchdowns. I don't know. The hard part with Jacoby is there's just no future, right? He's what you want in a backup quarterback.
Yeah.
He's everything you could ask for. Yeah.
So the first confirmed trade that we had this morning was Logan Wilson going from the Bengals to the Cowboys. And one of the reasons that stuck out to me is because there was a little bit of trouble in paradise. I don't know if you would call Cincinnati paradise, but there's a little bit of some comments after their loss on Sunday. A lot of the defensive players, a lot of defensive players declined to talk to reporters. Chase Brown did not. So Chase Brown spoke to reporters after the Bengals loss and said,
running
back Chase Brown, just don't turn on each other. When asked about preventing tensions in the building, we know they can play. They played really well from the start of the season. They did. And they were carrying us on their back. Zach Taylor, not happy about those comments. He addressed them yesterday. Zach Taylor said, that's not how we want to react. And one of our best players, one of our most high character players, I think in a moment of frustration said that I don't expect that to happen again.
Yeah, he just,
yelled at.
Yeah, well, I'm assuming he did. He just said, hey, we just scored. Go end the game. Just end the game. Oh, he was fired up. His comments were great.
Yeah, I got it. I'm with you on that. I don't know which way. I mean, that's a weird. We get it. If I was on the Browns defense, which is kind of similar here, right? If I was on the Browns defense, I'd be so upset with what the offense has done this season. And I mean, those guys are with the exception of that one drive against Minnesota, the Browns defense has done everything you possibly could ask them to do in this season, right?
Nope.
You give up less points? What are you going to say?
Can I quote the famous co-host of the Browns pregame show?
No.
And postgame show?
Me or the other guy?
Mr. Tyvus Powell? No,
yes.
It's not you.
Oh, okay. Why would you quote me?
I was talking to Tyvus about this a couple of weeks ago, and I posed the exact question you just did. We were just sitting there chatting, getting ready to do stuff. And I said, so what do? You're on a defense. It's like that. And your offense is doing. And he said, be better. I said, okay. He goes, no, I'm serious. Go get the ball. Go score. If they're not going to score, we have to score. So go get the ball and score. He wasn't kidding.
Yeah, I know he wasn't kidding, but there's a sense. I mean, I love him, and you know that. We both love working with him. It's great to say that on paper.
No, Andy, he wasn't kidding.
I know he wasn't kidding.
He was part
but
of the Legion
not...
of Boom in Seattle.
Yeah, I get it.
He played on a big-time defense, and he said, you got to do what you can do, and you can get the ball, and you can score. And I thought, okay, there you go.
Speaking of the Bengals, did you have Trey Hendrickson in here? Because we were talking about him before. I just want to jump this in there real quick because we were talking about the
jump
Bengals.
Jump in there. Go
well,
ahead.
Well, it's just that Hendrickson.
Did he get traded?
No, but he had just said yesterday because we were talking. You said a big time trade would be Trey Hendrickson out of Cincinnati,
yeah.
Right? But he said he was talking to SI, Jay Morrison, and he had said, you know, they asked him, does he want to still be somewhere? He goes, I stopped doing hopes and all that kind of stuff. You are where your feet are, and I am incredibly blessed to be where I am right now when it comes to playing for Cincinnati. So
good for him.
He's getting paid
this year.
Well, that's true, too. But I also think, like, in Cincinnati, that's a place where things settle down after they heat up, right? Like, you're in Cincinnati, things heat up, things don't look good, kind of ugly. Get things settled, and then someone, when it comes back to coming back around to stuff like, oh, trade deadline's coming up. Remember all that stuff that happened? It's like, I don't know why, but Mike Brown is, and for all the faults that they say he has, I kind of think once you're past it, you've totally simmered down in Cincinnati.
Thought it was simmer down, you said. Didn't you say simmer?
It is simmer down.
All yes. Right, so we got one more quick one. Yep. Washington Commanders linebacker Frankie Louvu has been suspended without pay for more than one game after repeated violations of hip drop tackles, which happened on Sunday night in the loss to the Seahawks.
Yeah.
He had hip drop tackled on Jackson Smith and Jigba, and this is his third time being fined that led to his suspension. If you recall, Frankie Louvu, also the linebacker that kept getting called offsides in last year's NFC playoff game when they were trying to stop the tush push and they couldn't stop the tush push. So you had Frankie Louvu just flying over the pile that got to the point where the refs were so frustrated they just said, stop it, otherwise we're just going to give them the touchdown. So Frankie Louvu suspended for a game without play or without pay.
Like his name.
Can you do that?
They're trying to outlaw that hip drop tackle.
Yeah, I get it. But can you suspend a guy without... You can play the game and not get paid? I would think you'd get a game.
You can do about anything you want, can't you?
I don't know if you win when you file a grievance, though.
I think
correct. Once you hit the field, you should get paid if you want to not pay a guy. I want to make sure I get the story right. But if you don't want to pay a guy, you have to basically suspend him for the next game. So they can't play.
So Louvu is going to appeal. If he loses, it'll cost him more than $500,000.
A lot of cash. Is that it?
That's our NFL roundup. We actually have a Browns trade for the first time today. The Bears are trading for Browns edge rusher Joe Tryon Shoyinka in exchange for a seventh rounder and a sixth rounder.
All right. Picked up two more draft picks.
Are the Browns getting two picks or are the Browns giving up Tryon Shoyinka and a seventh and getting a sixth?
Here's our full trade. Browns sending defensive end Joe Tryon Shoyinka and a seventh round pick to the Chicago Bears in exchange for a sixth round pick. Sorry, I got that.
That's screwed up.
So many picks, but the Browns are giving up defensive end and a pick in exchange for another pick.
The type of trade that I hate.
Dread.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, the same way. I'm like, oh, that's great. Did they really... All right. So try, I mean, you know, there have been intermittent spots where people say, oh, try Andrenko. Oh, that's not a bad play. I don't know.
We're excited to get him here. Now we're excited to send him along to move up 30 or 40 or 50 spots in the draft. Yay. For a sixth rounder. Yay.
Is that considered buying?
But Andy, that's the kind of pick. If you don't think he's going to be here long term and you're not using him and they're not.
No.
And go ahead. You got something for him. That's fine.
So, I mean, when you're third on the depth chart behind Myles Garrett, you're probably not going anywhere, right? It's Garrett, then Thomas, then him, Cameron Thomas. So, yeah, I mean, it's okay. We got a six-round pick. Woo! Feel the excitement?
Well, again, if you're not going to use these guys, go get something for them. And even if it's just moving up from the seventh to the sixth, that's something. And I hate those kind of trades, but if you're not going to use him and you don't think he's going to be back, okay, you enhanced your draft pick capital.
All right, so that's the first move of the day for the Browns, right? So if you want to look at the whole trade deadline thing from a big picture, you probably start with the Flacco trade, which is what we did a little bit earlier in the show. And now Joe Tryon Chayinka, if you had his jersey, I'm sorry. I think, did they do buybacks on those?
I don't think they made it.
I'm sure someone has one. Don't you think somebody in his family?
Mom probably made one.
I would probably think so, too. So at the end of the day, they give up a seventh-round pick. They pick up a sixth-round pick. And Joe Tryon Chayinka is off to Chicago. It is NFL trade deadline day. 4 o'clock is when everything wraps up. And that's the first, I say, minor deal that the Browns have done today. It is what it is. Let's be honest. The biggest trade of the day.
It is what it is, Andy.
The biggest trade of the day is Sauce Gardner to Indianapolis.
Sauce.
He will play for the Colts, and the Jets will pick up 2 first-round picks. And I'm assuming that's a plus advantage for the Browns on Sunday going up against the Jets, right?
Mitchell's an intriguing wide receiver who hasn't figured it out. He's the guy who dropped the ball before he got into the end zone. Ever since then, he's been persona non grata. Out.
See you later. Roman's in Canton. Hey, Roman.
Stop. Tell us how we doing.
Yeah, we're hanging in. Waiting for a big
deal.
Good,
good. Just, so am I. And you know what? I really think AB can, save his job in the eyes of the fan base by going to get Wilson. I'm a big, big proponent on getting blue chip position guys.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
say it, Roman.
I mean, it's like you get Ohio State wide receivers, DBs, offensive linemen, running backs. You know, you get SEC linemen and DBs. Like, I'm really big on that style of building a team. And I think you have to. I loved how they went. As much as I like Greg Newsome, you traded him for essentially a Georgia DB in the same position. That's a win. Like, that's a win in my eyes. And getting Garrett Wilson will give us one more weapon on offense that we need. And then as far as, you know, skill positions, then we build in the draft and get some free agents in. We got to fix the offense. That's clearly the bottom line here, guys.
Correct, okay. Roman.
Fair enough, Roman. Thank you. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, guys.
Would you be willing to give up one of those first-round draft picks, though?
For Garrett Wilson?
I would. I would seriously consider it.
I'd be hesitant. because I don't think you'd have to.
I would consider it. I don't know that I would pull the trigger, but I would sit here and go,
I don't think you'd have to. You might.
Well,
but I don't think you'd have to.
The other thing is you're playing games then with the Jacksonville pick, right? If you're trying to figure out where that's going
to be. Jacksonville is trying to win games, and they just traded for Jacoby Myers. So,
I mean, they're sitting at 5-3. I don't think they're catching the.
You're going to get a good player with that.
I really don't think they're catching the Colts now.
You never
Colts
know.
Are 7-2. They pick up Sauce Gardner.
It's only like, two games. Sauce is only one guy.
I don't know what the Jaguars' schedule looks like down the road here either. Too. I'm trying to think where that Jaguars pick was right on the edge of a playoff team going into this weekend. I got to go back and look and see where they're at on that thing. But I don't think if you were going to trade a pick, you'd trade that pick if you felt like you could get a wide receiver there. What would make the fans happy today? We have not brought that up. What would make Browns fans optimistic and happy about the rest of the season on NFL trade deadline day?
I don't think you could make a trade that would do that.
I think if you picked up a wide receiver,
it would add some optimism. But
who's giving those guys up? That's the...
Well, somebody...
Maybe the Jets.
Who's
right?
giving up Sauce Gardner?
The Jets.
Yeah, well, they just picked up another wide... They've picked up two young wide receivers here in the last week and a half or so.
I'm just kind of looking...
Mitchie from the Eagles and today Mitchell from the Colts.
Anybody on the Saints you want?
Yeah, Chris Olave.
Oh, that's right. What am I thinking? Yeah. Yeah, could you get Chris Olave? Would the Saints be... I mean, the Saints are kind of sitting there for the number one pick, too.
And
they would solidify
they
it.
A quarterback.
Yeah, you're giving up your chances of getting the best quarterback in the draft. But again, I just say just be there. Just be there in the first round with one of those picks.
Yeah.
And if you end up with the second, allegedly, the second best quarterback, the third best quarterback in the draft... You never know. I'm so tired of playing this game. Oh, this guy is a definite no-brainer with the number one overall pick. Really? How many times have we been down that road before and it didn't? And then you sit and you look like, I guess Patrick Mahomes wasn't the best quarterback in the draft.
What's Jamarcus Russell doing these days?
Thank you. Jim is in Strongsville. Hi, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys. Listen, I'm not taking anything away from the kid, but I have no interest in bringing Garrett Wilson in here. Look, we have a bunch of little guys already. I don't need to bring in another little guy. The only thing I would entertain would be to go bring in somebody like A.J. Brown, who is a big, fast receiver. We need more physical guys, bigger guys, guys that can create separation. We have, I mean, look, I get it. He's better than the little guys that we have.
He is 6 foot.
I don't think we need any more.
I mean, don't you have to be under 6 foot to be a little guy?
185.
183. Is that what you're
I'm
asking?
Not sure. Listen, Andy, I'd like to pull out the tape measure. I'm not 100% sure he's 6 foot, okay? Let's be honest. So, no, I'm not interested in adding. I mean, if you can add some pieces that down the road make sense, fine. But I'm not, like, I'm kind of wondering about this, like, this horse trading for these. I'm with you, Jeff. Like, look, 6 round pick. What are we doing? Like, what are you going to do with that thing?
What's going through their mind when they make a deal like that? They're great at making these little deals. And then we sit here the next year and we're like, oh, remember that 6 round pick that didn't do anything?
Yeah, I'm not getting it. Listen, if they're going to move anything, I'd be okay with Njoku because I think with Njoku, we're looking at him. And everybody's always said, like, listen, he's never been one of the top tight ends in the league. He's been in the league a long time now. I think everybody's mouth's water because of his talent level. But it just hasn't been there. So him, maybe one of the interior defensive linemen, like Shelby, maybe somebody like that. Like, you know, guys that you know aren't going to be here. They're not going to be part of your future. You know, Alex Wright is an interesting question because I don't know if you can afford to pay him after this year, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. But you know what, Joe? I was just wondering about that, Jim, because they just traded Joe Tryon Choyinka. Now, he wasn't playing much, but he was the depth behind Alex Wright, part of it, which makes me think they might hang on to Alex.
Do you know how many six-round picks?
Those are the things I think, though.
Jim, I'll just throw it at you real quick. How many six-round picks do the Browns currently have that's homegrown? Their own six-round pick.
Let me ask you guys this question.
Well, just saying. I've heard a lot. You want to guess? Do you want to guess?
Two.
None?
One. Whipler. That's it. Go ahead. What's the question?
Let me ask you guys this because I think you'll appreciate this. After hearing all these calls today, this reminds me of the LeBron days when we were going to trade like Damon Jones and a bag of basketballs for like Chris Bosh. Like, I mean, the most ridiculous trade you could possibly get, because everybody's gonna give you a great player for your garbage. Okay, that's great, guys.
Goodbye, Jim. Thank you.
Correct.
So every trade works, isn't it?
Yep.
AJ's at Parma. Hi, AJ.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to talk about the Garrett Wilson trade because as of where I do feel like he's a bigger body receiver, I know I've seen him make those jump ball plays before.
Yeah, he's 6 foot.
I just don't think it would make that big of an impact
to give up a first round pick.
We can't throw the ball downfield. True. I mean, you look at what's happening in Cincinnati right now. We were all talking about, well, Flacco's going to go there. He's a statue. Their O-line sucks. Well, our O-line must be worse because look at him here now.
AJ, does Garrett Wilson put fans in the stands?
Garrett Wilson puts fans in the stands, but at the end of the day, Browns fans will always show up for their team. Garrett Wilson has no impact on winning, and we need much bigger things than another wide receiver who can just make a couple plays for us. We need somebody to get him the ball and somebody to protect the guy to get him the ball.
We need a wide receiver, that's for sure. Rick is in Doylestown. Give it one more shot here. Rick, go ahead.
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
Good. It's NFL all trade right. deadline day. So,
yeah. Let's if we can get anything, let's get picks. You got a lot of, you know, your afternoon drive guys say, Daryl Leiter says, we don't need picks. We need players. No, we need young talent. I really don't want to go after a quarterback next year. You got two young ones here. Let's build a team around before we go get a quarterback. Yeah, you need a stud receiver. You need some offensive linemen. You need some DBs. You know, you need a lot of – we need a lot. So let's build a team first and then see what happens. If you have to bring a veteran in next year, if you don't like what you see between, you know, Shador and what's his name now? I'm not
Gabriel?
For that at all.
Okay.
Gabriel.
Okay.
Let's see. Give him a couple more games and let's see what Shador got. But let's build a team first before you go get a stud. Because I don't care who you put back there right now. When you got no receivers and a marginal offensive line, you're going to get killed.
Rick,
let's build a team first, guys.
Gotcha. Thank you. I don't know. Where do you start building a team? You start with a quarterback, don't you, though, Jeff? I mean, you have to have the quarterback.
You better have a competent NFL quarterback. Competent. Now, I don't want to get you all hot in a biscuit.
Okay, go ahead.
To me, Baker Mayfield is not like top 3-4 quarterback in the NFL, but he's a really competent NFL quarterback. He's become one. He was competent here. He's become an even better quarterback in Tampa.
Sure.
And he's had some terrific talent around him.
True.
And that helps. So
he's also done it this year without talent. Although
he's done it on and off. They've put a lot of assets into their skill position.
But I also think the reason he's in the MVP race is because he's been able to do this without some of the big
guys. Without some of it, yeah.
Yeah, and that's why he's still in the MVP race.
There's no question.
See, we had a nice, calm conversation about Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Jeff.
Well, you know, they went out and drafted, you know, Emeka Ogbuka.
You going to let it go?
No, I'm jealous.
I'm just saying, even without Ogbuka, he's been able to have success.
Chris Godwin, they have Jalen McMillan, who's a very good young player, and they had Mike Evans. Now all three guys are hurt.
I'm going to venture to say that.
They kept reloading. That's why you do that.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that every great quarterback has had someone to throw to. Right?
Yeah, well, you're not throwing to nobody.
Although Flacco did that a little bit here. Although now he's got Cincinnati. And he's got guys to throw to. And he ends up with 400 yards. I want off of this treadmill.
Closer to 500.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.